He keeps his promises. He's the one who does miracles, and he is the one who makes a way where there seems to be no way. Mm. Michael W. Smith with Waymaker on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Ryan, I cannot help but think that that is the most appropriate song you could have possibly
need
pulled
a way made, do you? Yeah.
For this, what day is it, game?
Well, you know, you're on a streak.
Yeah, I kind of am.
2 days in a row.
Which is why I'm going to have to call upon the God who makes a way to make this a three-peat.
All right, well, you know, three, it's definitely a possibility.
I know.
Preparing for the game, I thought I was going to have some difficulty. Mm-hmm. So this is the What Day is a Game. You take a look at all the different holidays, and I pick out two that are real and make up a fake one. And I thought, well, there's already two that are real that I can't use. So I wasn't sure I'd have enough material, but oh me of little faith, there were plenty of days. So the days that I did not use it, I did not use Ash Wednesday. It is Ash Wednesday today.
That is true.
I did not use Valentine's Day.
Is it Valentine's Day?
It is
what?
Valentine's Day,
no.
Yes.
Really?
But I had other options. So we've got National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day.
Hey! Yes!
So many chocolates days throughout the year.
Not enough.
And so anytime I make one up, it's... Anyway, whether this is made up or not, we don't know yet.
We'll find out.
But I do love the description. We are rather fondant of National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day.
Oh, that hurt. Oh, my heart.
It's also National Ferris Wheel Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know, it's called the Ferris wheel because the inventor was a guy named George Washington Gale Ferris.
Cool.
Yeah. So there you go.
Okay.
Seems a little cold for a Ferris wheel, but all right.
Alrighty then.
And National Jalopy Day.
Jalopy Day.
A whimsical and lighthearted occasion dedicated to embracing the charm of vintage and dilapidated automobiles. So
this is your day?
My cars. Yeah. Well, mine aren't vintage or they're old, but no one would call them historical.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
Dilapidated, though?
We fit that description. They get more dilapidated every day.
Oh.
Love the word.
Yeah. Jalopy or dilapidated. They're both really good.
I like them both.
They roll off the tongue so well.
Yeah, you ever see a jalopy? They go, hey, that might be Ryan.
Right down the street. Oh. Nice. Oh, wow. These are good today. Okay. National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day.
Mm.
Now, this is a great day. I mean, think of all of the cream-filled chocolate makers out there that are going... This is the day we jump out of the red and we're in the black.
So this is the day they pay for their college education for their kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, this is where they're thinking their retirement portfolios are just going to swell. And yeah, I mean, look at the store shelves.
Sounds like you think that one's real.
You're leaning that way. I'm confident.
Okay.
I'm really confident. And I'm thinking tomorrow, all of them are going to be half off. Yes.
Maybe even by this evening.
Maybe. Yep. Might be some late night shopping. Okay. National Ferris Wheel Day. This is interesting.
Hmm.
Because here's my thought. Here's my thought on this one. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
The Ferris wheel is kind of like, to me at least, it has this kind of like romantic date element to it.
I could see that a little bit.
You know, you're taking your date to the amusement park and you want to, you know, kind of have that little moment.
Mm-hmm.
What a great place to get that person, you know, in that little, you know, place where you get to sneak that arm around their shoulder. They can't run away. They can't do it, you know. And if you do it at night and you've got the pretty cityscape, yeah, and all the lights and all that other stuff. So
I will say I hadn't really thought of it that way.
I like that one.
Okay. But yeah, it makes kind of sense.
I mean, I can dream, right? Okay. National Jalopy Day. That's the one I think is weak.
Okay.
So I'm going to say you made up that one.
It's a three-peat.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, look at that. So yeah, I made up National Jalopy Day.
Okay.
I was proud of that too. Anyway.
Wow.
But and I had not even, again, I had not even thought about the idea that the Ferris wheel is kind of romantic. So now that makes more sense to me. I'm like, February is a little too cold for that, but yeah, that's a real day. National Ferris Wheel Day is today, and
but
so I'm, is.
But
National
I have to wonder. I don't know
day.
If that's the reason why yeah. Ferris Wheel Day is on yeah. February 14th.
I have no. It wasn't in the description about why.
Okay.
So, but
we might have to look that up.
I think your logic is sound.
I don't know.
I don't know where you'll find a Ferris wheel to celebrate it.
I
know where you can find some chocolate.
Well, yeah. And I'm afraid of heights, so the chocolate is safe.
Just look up at the Ferris wheel. You're okay up there. Here's Praise You Anywhere from Brandon Lake, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.